This is Side Hustle Radio. Are you ready? New music and news. This is Side Hustle Radio.
Know you love this hip hop for free. Hip hop is for free. Free. You love it for real.
Hip hop for free.
For real.
With the crack calls money.
Free.
What?
Hip hop. And I love it. Free.
What the heck are you?
Free.
Oh.
What love? I'm the man, the man, the man, the man.
Abort mission. Abort mission.
Oh, you know what it is? It's the drink that I'm drinking right now.
Oh, I don't know what you call this. Dry wine you're drinking.
This came highly rated.
This was highly rated for who? A wino? This thing is so dry and strong, man. Oh, God.
We are drinking on Side Hustle Radio.
Radio.
You're disrespecting the sponsor here, bruh.
Oh, God.
This week's... What is that? I can't see the bottle from where I am.
Cheerio.
There it is.
If Blanc de Blanc.
What year is that?
2015.
There
I don't know why I didn't even put the year on this dry stuff.
Because it's been aged.
Oh God.
You're not a wine connoisseur, are you?
I love wine, bro.
Then you ought to love this.
Bro, I sipped this thing and my taste buds in the back soured up so quickly I was about to explode.
I'm used to drinking like Henny and Jack. And,
oh, you a brown. He's a brown liquor drinker.
Right. So.
Strictly brown.
Right. So.
I'm the clear dude. But, oh, bro, we had this, we did some shots during New Year's. Shout out to all my, I hope you had a great New Year's Day. New Year's Eve. And I made it through. But we had some, this guy brought some, this alcohol called. It's like some type of rum, I think. It was called Lucid. I don't know where the heck. He found it on the bottom shelf someplace. Because the thing should be called Lucifer. Because this thing was so freaking strong. It didn't make no darn sense.
And everybody was drunk.
Oh, God. Well, not drunk. It was just. It wasn't brown. It was like a greenish brown liquor.
Was it Heineken?
No, it was not no Heineken. It was Lucid. Loose something, but I call it Lucifer. It was like a brownish green. And it was so strong.
I'm sure y'all wouldn't drink in pee.
It was sure could have been.
That's my special punch.
And then another person brought some coconut 1800 silver, man.
What in the world is that?
I taste one bit of coconut in there. I take all the silver, but no coconut, man. That was strong, too, man. We had a lot of strong drinks. No moonshine, though. That was the good thing. That's why I was
How
able to
you
make
can
it
drink
home.
Moonshine, but you can't. You have a problem with this.
Dude, you taste.
You took that moonshine to the head that time. I was like, the heck? But this, you like.
I'm a thug like that.
But you can't drink this wine.
No, I cannot drink this. This stuff is horrible, bro.
This wine is okay.
I can't even shot this cup. This wine is so horrible, man.
Man, this wine got 4 stars out of 5.
four stars out of 100.
Came highly rated.
Oh, God. Damn, this wine, man. The one I bought you last time, that blackberry.
Yeah, gotta get some of that blackberry. That's all I got.
I think the best wine we had was the cupcake.
Cupcake? I think cupcake. I like the blackberry. Well, you wasn't drinking that much that day anyway. I drank a little bit.
I'm not on medication anymore.
I drank the whole bottle.
You sure did.
Yeah,
you might as well just took the bottle and kept it, drink straight from the bottle. Is that what's gonna happen with me tonight?
I'm gonna be drinking straight from the bottle. That's you. But that's how I used to do when I used to hang out with my boys. My boys drinking 40. Hey, really, you know 40 is a lot of beer to drink, man.
Yeah,
that's a lot of beer to drink. But my boys would get 40. So
40s were different then than they are now.
Oh yeah, like
they were very potent. You fall out on your back drinking a 40, sleep. Now you be like, I'm just full.
Just full.
After you drink one, you might have a buzz. I can't even think about drinking a whole 40 now, because I would be like, dang, I'm stuck.
I gotta pee.
Yeah.
But instead of me buying a 40, I used to buy like wine.
You was a Cisco dude, right?
Yeah, I used to be I used to buy that and put it in the bag because they think I have a 40. But
what you drinking? The Crooked Eye?
Yeah, man, I couldn't stand beer. That's the way this alcohol tastes right here. But enough of that.
You was my boy Ricky.
Ricky, you call me white boy Ricky.
Ricky, let me tell you, everybody getting, give me a rum and coke. Man, just give me straight Henny. What you having, Rick?
Man, give me a Heineken.
No, not even a Heineken. He would say like a, what was that one beer that you're like, dude, it don't have none. It's like, it's a Mexican beer, but it don't have
Corona.
Yes. And make sure you put the lime in it.
Yeah, make sure you have a lime.
Man, get away. Leave the table, bro.
Nah, bro. It's worse than that. You know me. When I get around my boys, because my boys be ordering like you. Rum, coke, straight, you know. I'm like, hey, gotta get sex on the beach.
Would you want an umbrella, too?
Nah, you gotta hold the umbrella. My boy
hold
like,
the umbrella,
my boy
bro.
Was like, hey. You better put that thing in the regular cup. Don't you bring no darn.
Give me a margarita. Dude. I have a little thing upstairs now where I can actually blend up my own drinks and stuff. It's a little portable one. Maybe we have to make our own
little
drink.
You got to make your own drink on the show one day?
And then you can just put a little drop of liquor in yours, and I'll just plug mine.
You're crazy. I'll plug mine out.
You can get your little squeezy things. They squeeze a little. That's about enough. You'll be all exact and perfect. Hey, that's not a teaspoon, bro. That's.
a little squeezy.
You put too much liquor in mine, bro. I have mine exact.
Oh, wow. That's not me. I drink. But yeah, I hope y'all had a great year. I hope it's a great new year. Start the new year out right. And I hope y'all had a chance to go ahead and get that mixtape by DJ DePoise, that mixtape guru himself. We had the class of 2018 mixtape drop of all the artists that we interviewed in 2018. So check out that mixtape. It's fire. I swear it is. Fire.
It's on everything.
It's on everything.
It's about to be on. By the time y'all hear it, it ought to be on mixtape. Shout out DJ Gates over there at Rocking Out with the Fleet DJs. MixtapeHeat.net and Bbox Radio. Shout out.
Yeah, so we gonna pick up where we left off from last year. We have a fire guest. He's a homie. He's family. We just met our cousin today. He's family. We have mutual friends, and I've been wanting to interview him for a while. And so,
mutual friends.
Yeah, and he will be on today.
Those include females.
our mutual friend is a female, so she's our family member. We have Rim Diggy on today, all the way from LA. Via Ohio. So love it like that.
Why does it that everybody from here want to move to the West Coast? Because we even say that. We pop, pop, pop. We leaving.
Somewhere
warm and beautiful.
Yeah, so warm.
You got sick of that Ohio cold and cloudy every day. Because that's what it is.
I ain't mad in Ohio right now. So
it still look like winter. Still dark. Cloudy. But every day.
No snow. There's no cold air. You know.
I'll drink to that.
You'll drink to that? Do you just cheer the mic, bro?
There will be. If the music get messed up today, y'all know why. The DJ is drunk.
Oh, wow.
Hef's just going to have to take over.
Oh, y'all want that happen. I'm still playing no techno music. What the heck? Ay, ay,
ay. So, with that mixtape, man, I was like, it's actually doing pretty well, considering the fact that I was thinking, man, ain't nobody gonna support local artists. They don't never support, but it's actually doing pretty well in the sense that a lot of people are sick of the music that's out, and they want to hear the refreshing, the refreshing feeling of rappers rapping, and not just rapping about
drugs.
Or, I don't even think they rap about drugs no more. It's just a repetitive, stupid hook. Okay, you said it. We get it. I don't even think rap is about the trap no more. It's just a repetitive hook of whatever.
Yeah.
I slap my hand on the table. And then you might get another part. I slap my hand on the table. Then I flipped it over. Okay. After you slapped your hand on the table and then you flipped it over, then what?
Then what happened?
Skirt!
Because it goes back. It goes back to that very song, because I know what the term means. Bougie. Bad and bougie. Okay, how bougie is she? They never told me how bougie she is.
You ever think that the reason why these songs are successful as they are is because they hypnotize you into it?
It is.
If somebody keeps telling you the same thing, the sky is purple, the sky is purple, the sky is purple, and you hear that over and over and over every day on the same place, you'll start to believe, you know what, it might be purple. So if you keep feeding somebody something and you know it's nasty, say it's doo-doo, and doo-doo, but bruh, come on, bro. It's doo-doo. It's good, bro. I don't know what you thought. Come on, man. Try the doo-doo. Everybody else is doing the doo-doo. Come on. Get here, bro. It's the doo-doo. After a while, you're going to try the doo-doo.
I guarantee you I won't try the doo-doo.
It's always going to be somebody out there that's going to be like, bro, I don't eat doo-doo. But it do kind of taste different after a while.
Oh, God.
That's kind of how the music is. And I referred it to doo-doo because that's what the music nowadays is, straight doo-doo. So people keep feeding you the doo-doo. You're going to be like, I guess it's not too bad because everybody else is listening to it. But don't nobody like the doo-doo, but everybody seems to keep listening and eating the doo-doo. You notice that?
I don't like this music. I am off this doo-doo part, bro.
Everybody's listening to this music, but they don't like it, but they all say they hate it, but y'all keep listening to it. And y'all say, why? Because I don't have a choice, because that's all that's on the radio. No, it's not. You don't have to listen to radio. There's internet radio. There's community FM. There's Spotify. Then you get on Spotify and all that. Guess what's in the playlist? Doo-doo.
Yeah.
But there are other playlists that y'all can pick from.
And that's what normally happens. You know, hip-hop is being pushed by an agenda to destroy it. And so that's why we play the the stuff we play, because we want to try to keep hip-hop alive and keep good music alive. And speaking of that, you have a track for us before we go on this break?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
what the heck did I do with it? I'm screwing up. That's that... this artist called Trey 8. So which version you want to hear? He said every version of the song that he ever made, from the clean to the acapella. He definitely wants me to rock his stuff. And if more artists would do this, they would probably get love. Because if I didn't like the beat, I could put my own beat under it.
Yeah, that's true.
If I don't like, you know.
Trey, hey, you going to get some love, because we're going to, I'm going to have to reach out to you, Trey, because we got to get you on, because we, hey, I like your music, like your style. I got to see what else you got in your vault. What's the name of this track, bro?
It's called Can't Hold My Tongue.
Oh, you hear that? This is Trey 8. Can't hold my tongue. This is Side Hustle. I'll be here.
I don't depend on nobody.
Right back.
That's why I'm somebody. 38. BKA. 30-30. Hard hit money game. My clique could be rich, but my clique with the shit. Everybody want to shoot. Don't nobody want to assist. I'm a motherfucking pimp. And it means I'm a eat. Man, I wish y'all niggas well. Why the fuck y'all mad at me? My clique could be rich, but my clique with your shit. Everybody wanna shoot, don't nobody wanna assist. I'm a motherfucking pimp, and it means I'm a lead. Man, I wish y'all niggas well. Why the fuck y'all mad at me? Why the fuck I'm still working? What's my purpose? Playing my part in the dream team seems worthless. At your shows, I kept that burner, homie. Never let them run up on us. If they thought they caught you slipping, I'd burn them. Burn baloney. We used to say, one own, we all own. Freestyling on porches before we was riding chrome. My minute, I'm still in it. Straight thugging it to the finish. Pop tags, I'm new fists and brand new tenant. The fame didn't change me. The change didn't change y'all. Though I won't fall off, cause 30 was born to ball. Let me get back to my forklift. Got some orders on my screen. So much left to say, but I gotta clock back in, though. My clique could be rich, but my clique with your shit. Everybody wanna shoot, don't nobody wanna assist. I'm a motherfucking pimp, and it means I'm a E. Man, I wish y'all niggas well, why the fuck y'all mad at me? My clique could be rich, but my clique with your shit. Everybody wanna shoot, don't nobody wanna assist. I'm a motherfucking pimp, and it means I'm a E. Man, I wish y'all niggas well, why the fuck y'all mad at me? Trying to show you everything I know. The first to put you in the booth, I shot your game, and I showed you how to sell that dope. How to love a drug, then took your brain over. The older we grow, the farther we grow from being closer. The family we know, should've took this game like the No Limit Soldiers. Would you wipe off your nose and listen to what I'm saying closely? Stop playing, these grands is in demand. We standing all apart, we come together, we all. I understand you got plans to be the man. Don't need no damn band, the biggest dog on the yard. Let me get back to my forklift, got some orders on my screen. So much left to say, but I gotta clock back in, though. My clique could be rich, but my clique with your shit. Everybody wanna shoot, don't nobody wanna assist. I'm a motherfucking pimp, and it means I'm a E. Man, I wish y'all niggas well, why the fuck y'all mad at me? My clique could be rich, but my clique with your shit. Everybody wanna shoot, don't nobody wanna assist. I'm a motherfucking pimp, and it means I'm a E. Man, I wish y'all niggas well, why the fuck y'all mad at me? Is y'all real or y'all hating? Don't fake it, some can't handle the truth.
so much left to say, but I gotta climb back in, though. My clique could be rich on my clique with your shit. Everybody wanna shoot, don't nobody wanna assist. I'm a motherfucking pimp, and it means I'm a E. Man, I wish y'all niggas well, why the fuck y'all mad at me? My clique could be rich on my clique with your shit. Everybody wanna shoot, don't nobody wanna assist. I'm a motherfucking pimp, and it means I'm a E. Man, I wish y'all niggas well, why the fuck y'all mad at me? My clique could be rich on my clique with your shit. Everybody wanna shoot, don't nobody wanna assist. I'm a motherfucking pimp, and it means I'm a E. Man, I wish y'all niggas well.
My fault. That is, I guess you could go by Trey 8 38. First name Trey 8, last name 38. Is that how it goes?
Oh, it's Trey 8 38.
Trey 8 38.
Okay. Shout out. I like that part in his delivery. He said everybody wanted to shoot but no one wanted to assist.
I know. That's right.
I like that part. Everybody wanted to shoot. Everybody wanted to be a star.
Follow but no on one that
wanted to assist. How can you follow him?
Facebook. follow him on Facebook is Trey838. Instagram is Instagram.com/MrMR38HH.
38HH. Mr. 38HH.
And he on has a video, I guess.
Oh, to that,
on YouTube.
To that okay.
Same thing. Mr. MR 38HH. I'm about
okay.
to check that out.
Yeah, we're gonna check that out. We're gonna get him on this show this year. So I like his flow. So we're gonna continue to follow and support him. But being this right now, we got family in the studio.
Okay.
You know, we got family from the 614.
Oh,
right now he's in Cali.
Yeah.
We'd like to welcome Rim Diggy to the studio. What's up, Rim? All
right.
What it do? It's your boy, Rim Diggy, Buckeye City, representing number one. What it do?
All right.
I-O. You already know.
See, people don't understand how good it feels. You can go any airport, any city, just yell out, oh, wait, and you get that love back.
Down.
Listen, I'm out here in California. I do it all the time. Anytime I'm anywhere and I see somebody with Ohio State on and I'm with somebody, they don't even know what's coming. I just yell, OH. And people look at me like I'm silly, but the other people be like, I-O. Like, yeah, we already know what to do. We keep it pushing. You feel me?
I know that's right.
One understands that love we have for each other here in Ohio. No one understands.
What they do in Michigan?
Hey. Oh, see, now you mean
nobody. They don't do nothing in Michigan like that. What do they do? Blue.
Lose.
Get blew out.
Yeah. Lose.
Right. I know that Michigan people are gonna be mad right now, but
they get used to it. As long as I'm talking, they get used to it. So for those who do know you, Ram, and for those who don't know you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Man, you already know. Born and raised 614 Buckeye City. You know, I coined that phrase, Buckeye City. I had a big song back in 2003 that blew up called Welcome to Buckeye City. Now, I wrote that song when the Buckeyes were 2-0 that year. And I was just representing the city with it. You know what I mean? So I got an instrumental. I got Cameron and Jay-Z's instrumental, Welcome to New York City. And I was like, okay, I'm going to represent my city on it. You know what I mean? So I didn't know what to call it because, you know, we was like tracing off of the hook, Welcome to New York City. We didn't know what to call it. Welcome to the capital city. Welcome to West City. You know what I mean? So we was, me and my Raw Footage partners, Rest in Peace, Derek Goins, my manager, we was on the airplane coming back from New York. And my homeboy, Keelan Cates, he tapped me on my shoulder. I was asleep. And he was like, what you gonna call the song? Because we still haven't had a title for it yet. And without opening my eyes, I just said, Welcome to Buckeye City. And we both stood up like 5 seconds later, like, oh, man, I think you did it. I'm like, I think I did it. So we got home. I wrote the first two verses representing the city. And I could call my little brother, Diamond, and had him get on the third verse. His third verse, he's straight gangster, so he was murdering everything on the track. His verse was dope, but my manager was like, you know what? We're going to keep that verse, but put his verse on another song. We want you to go back to the third verse and represent the football team on the third verse. So I spit something about the Buckeyes. Man, put that out when we beat Michigan that year. Next thing you know, that song was getting like 8-9 spins an hour, like something unheard of. Like it was a surge. And people asked me, Charlie's funny asked me, do I think I had anything to do with the Buckeyes winning the national championship that year? I say, yeah, I do. I know I did, because that song right there gave the city energy. If you've never heard that song and you came through the city, you felt something. You know what I mean? It was like Buckeye Fever was crazy. So with that being said, I was getting so much notoriety from that song. I was getting interviewed on every news station. For lack of education, I ran to California. Now, had I known what I know now, I would have never left, because when I left to come to California thinking I needed a record deal, that was right when independent labels started bubbling on YouTube and going viral on social media. So, and what I'm getting at is, you know how artists stand on the corners and sell their CDs? They may sell on a good day 20 CDs is a good day. Yeah. I sold 7,500 in one day of Welcome to Buckeye City. We pressed up 10,000 and stood out there and sold 7,500. So when I came all the way out here, now when I say hindsight 2020, why did I come out here? You name me one record store in the world that sells 7,500 combined of everybody's units in a month.
Wow. None.
And I did it in one day. So I'm like, all my fans were, you know what I mean? I'm like, I came to California, I got educated on the game a lot. You know what I mean? I learned a lot. You know how you got to go to school, you pay for your books, you pay for your education. Yeah, I came out here and I learned a lot. Like I said, had I known what I know now, Welcome to Buckeye City would have been, it would have been a movement. I would have known how to capitalize on that moment financially, monetarily. You know what I mean? I was just thinking, oh, I'm popular. I'm popping. I need a record deal, and I didn't need a record deal. I gave myself a record deal. You know what I mean? I created my own fan base. I was doing a show. I was performing at the Russell Simmons Hip Hop Summit, and it was at the Schottenstein Center, the stadium. It was at the Schott's, and when I got on stage, like five big major record labels came to me and said, we were looking for you, but you was getting so many spins on that Welcome to Buckeye City, we already knew you had a deal, because somebody figured somebody had to pay for that radio campaign. And little did they know, I was homeless at the time. Like, sleeping from couch to couch, studio to studio.
Wow.
So you
pretty much went platinum off your own sales in your own city.
In my own city on one block. You feel me?
Oh,
it was
wow.
Sick. And what's crazy was, after we pressed up the CDs and we started taking them to the record stores around the city, we was 3 months late. But every single record store we went in, they said, had you had came in here a couple months ago, you would have sold a million out of this store alone.
Wow.
Like, that's how much people was looking for it. So when I get back to what I'm saying, had I had known what I know now, I would have capitalized on all of that. All would have turned into views. That all would have turned into hits. That would, you know what I mean? That all would have turned into a viral campaign.
Wow.
So it's
like
true.
Overnight.
So it's true what they say in the business, that if you get your city, you got them all. You get your hometown. You get your city.
You good.
First.
You good. You gotta have that organic homegrown following. You know. I mean, there's a lot of artists that break through the cracks that don't have their city behind them, and their city doesn't even know them. But those artists have that machine behind them. That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When they got the machine. You could be a nobody, and you got the machine. You won.
That's true.
Let me give you an example. Bone Thugs, they got Cleveland.
True.
Nelly. He had St. Louis.
Yeah, true.
I mean,
Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
True.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. So that formula works. So,
yeah.
I mean, with this new track, I think you're going to get him again. I think you're going to hit him
this
again.
This is the thing. Am I going to get him the thing now? This is the thing. Okay, so now the game has changed. Like I've been saying, it turned into a viral numbers game, right? Mm-hmm. So now they're saying, okay, Rem, you like one of the... I've had record execs tell me that I was their favorite rapper over Nas, and I'm not saying I'm better than Nas. Not at all. That's not what I said. That was that man's opinion. That's what I'm getting at is they're saying, where's the numbers at, right? So I said, okay, hold on. I went back home, dropped this single. We're talking about numbers. I put my video out 2 weeks ago exactly. We up to almost 500,000 views on Facebook alone. So with that being said, you just asked, am I going to get the city again? I think they've already spoken.
That's right.
I think they've already spoken. It's a different day now. You know what I mean? And what really gave it that push is the visual. Because you got to remember, okay, now I'm not even being cocky or arrogant. I'm just saying what I'm saying. Everybody says, welcome to Buckeye City, come out. Every rapper in Columbus, Ohio has a Buckeye song or something trying to come out with one around Buckeye time, but around football season time. And I'm not a hater at all. You know, I'm from the same city. It just so happened mine slipped through the cracks. What I'm getting at is, wise man told me before, did it once, you could do it again. So with that being said, here we go. And this time it's a whole different thing because now I'm using all the education that I've learned and all the connects and the pull that I have to get this one off the ground. So I'm not even focusing on just being the novelty Buckeye dude, because if you do my catalog, I probably got 10, 12 Buckeye songs like in the chamber. You know what I mean? That's just because I'm an artist. You know what I mean? And if the track, if that's what the track is talking about, that's what we're going to talk about. You know what I mean?
Let me say this real quick. When you said Nas, I appreciate the fact that you didn't try to come out like
Jacquees,
yeah, like some of these little young dudes who come out and don't show the homage or show the respect to cats who paved the way for, you know, some of these rappers now. As far as like the city, I'm gonna put you down as one of the legends in the city now.
Oh, he is
because
the legend. He is the legend. Of
you
city.
You paving the way through, you know, for the next cats. But I hope that they realize that, you know, you making that path and don't come out the gate talking about, well, I'm better than Rim. I'm the new king. I'm the new Buckeye. This and that. I mean,
remember I would say like Cleveland, you know, Bones had Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know,
we need somebody here.
And I always that like part. Rim. I always like, we got to get
Rim. We can't use
Shad
Boss. Bow or whatever.
Can't use Shad Boss.
He don't even claim us. He don't even claim us. He claimed me from ATL. Bro, you grew up in Reynoldsburg. How you going to come out and say you from ATL now? You grew up here. That ain't no love, man.
Here.
Right, that ain't...
Hey, man.
Listen,
I've been out in California for years now, and people be like, man, you've been out here for a while now. You from California? I'm like, check this out. I will never... Listen, I named my son Columbus. You know what I mean? Like, it don't... Come on now.
Fire!
Like, nah.
That's fire!
Like, it don't get no bigger than that. You feel me?
That's what's up.
You can make me name my son Columbus.
That's
Dude.
What's up.
Maybe name my son Columbus. Columbus.
That's what's up.
Hey, so what side of town? What side of town are you from?
I'm from the north side. Grew up on the north side.
North side.
And then Then I went to during high school. We moved on the east side. So then I went to Whitehall.
Okay.
So you went to Whitehall. So you became an east sider. Okay.
Yeah, went to the east side. Yeah.
What part of the north side?
18th and Hamilton, Linden.
Oh, you went to Livermore. Okay.
Yeah. I'm in the hood. I'm right there.
Yeah, he's from the hood. He's from Happy Rock. Oh, he called it Gladstone. Call it Happy Rock. Yeah, he's from that hood.
Yeah.
gentrification that came in now. So thanks. It ain't like it used to be no more. You know.
Nah, it's not. I was just home a couple weeks ago and I was driving through like, wow, what is this?
It used to be the projects right there. I said, is this Detroit?
Like Poindexter Village, like the first ghetto in America. They tore it down and they we did Poindexter Village.
He said the first ghetto in America.
Yeah, it's like Poindexter got cafes outside. And
right.
What the heck?
So like I said,
you moved out to Cali, looking for a deal, you know.
Okay.
Did you find that deal when you moved out to Cali?
I did. I came out here. I actually got in a movie shot by Picture Me Rolling, with Busy Bone, Maxine and Busy Bone. I had a small part in that movie. Then I landed a deal, an independent deal through Koch Records. Now, I signed the deal, and my contract stated that I made 35.5% off every dollar they make off of me after they recoup the budget. So I'm like, that deal was sweet, because now it's like I'm making more than one of the CEOs. You know what I mean? Real for real, if you really want to break down a dollar. So, but for lack of education, they had me doing shows in Miami. I'm all over the United States. And when I told them, I said, hey, we have a $1 million budget. Why don't we focus on Columbus, Ohio, and Ohio only? Why don't we? I mean, when our record was out, and my record was about to drop, and I'm still sitting here in California. I'm like, I need to be in Ohio. And I was telling, I mean, I was being smart about it. I'm like, we got a $1 million budget. We don't even need a video. Why don't we go buy 75,000 of our own units right now? So Universal Records going to call and say, who is this artist with no radio play and no video, and he sold 75,000 units in 1 week? You feel me? Then they're going to call and give us a bigger budget. No, they didn't want to listen to me as an artist. They thought that I just only knew how to rap. So I kept telling them, look, my fans are in Ohio. We need to be spending the money in Ohio. So with that being said, they blew through the budget and then came to me and said, okay, now we're going to do a second album. And on your second album, it's going to be a $50,000 budget and no living expenses. And so I got my lawyers and got me off that deal and reversed it because I was a breach of contract because they were supposed to take care of me. My living expenses, I never was supposed to have to deal with any living expenses while I was on the record label. So with that being said, I got off. I didn't owe them anything after that point.
Wow.
Now, is Koch Records still, does it still exist or did it go under?
No, they don't. Well, now, and when I was on Koch, we had Cannabis, we had Snoop. But the thing is, when I dropped if you go back and you listen to the Veterans Memorial album, my first album, it is a certified classic. And I'm not even trying to be funny. I mean, it was nominated Independent Hip Hop Album of the Year. You understand what I'm saying? So, with that being said, when it dropped. My album dropped the same year, around the same time as Curtis 50 Cent Jackson's first album. Nobody got, you remember, he had like 17 singles off that first album. That's how he sold 18 million records. So nobody was getting heard that year. Yeah. If you was independent, if you didn't have that type of machine, if you wasn't on tour with Eminem for 6 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
getting that type of fan base.
Right.
You wasn't going. You wasn't. Your machine couldn't hold a candle to 50 Cent.
Wow.
So with that being said, I learned about positioning and when to drop your album and when to drop your artist. You know what I mean? And keep your ears listening to see who's got the bigger budget and who's going to, you know what I mean, surpass. But now the game is different now. It's all on your phone. You don't have to. The younger generation, the millennials, they showed us how to eat. They showed us, because while we're out here working and grinding and to pay bills and then paying for studio time and then still trying to get in, the millennials were in high school with getting their allowance money and buying YouTube followers and buying Instagram followers and building their fan base because they didn't have, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and then once it caught up to them, remember the saying, everybody gonna get their 15 minutes of fame?
Right.
That's a lie now. Everybody gets an hour and a half.
way.
Everybody gets an hour and a half. You understand what I'm saying? So with that being said, if you build it, they will come. And the millennials, they showed us. That's why they sit in, you know, sit with that phone in front of their face. And the older rappers are hating on them. I used to be a hater. I had to stop hating. I said, you know what, man? It's the music business. And if your music is not selling, get out the business. I understand that. But don't sell your soul in the same breath. But now, and now, what I'm saying is, you can do whatever genre of music you have, you don't have to change because everybody gets their hour and a half now. You just got to put that grind in. You have to keep shoving it in their face. You have to market yourself. Right. You have to spend those marketing dollars on yourself, and now you don't need a company to spend money on you. You have to do it. They're not even doing it anymore. They're like, oh yeah, you're tight, let me look at your numbers. I have to go back and spend some more money, get your followers up. See, people got to follow that blueprint. And there's a thing about gaining all those followers and everything and putting out garbage material. That of course you're going to have that. That's why the game is saturated with bullcrap.
I know that's right.
Saturated.
Are we having church?
I can't even call it bullcrap. So I take even the new stuff that I don't like. I find something in it that I do like, because at the end of the day, that I hear and see a young man providing for his family.
Right.
Providing jobs for a whole community. You understand what I'm saying? So, but even though I may have a difference of opinion on what you're marketing, on what you're talking about, and what you and how you're leading the children blindly, that's a whole nother conversation. You understand what I'm saying? But in that same conversation, while I'm saying that, we can say that's on TV, and you don't say nothing to Denzel Washington. You see what I'm saying? You don't say nothing to the actors that's portraying these roles on TV, and that's just a part. So music is just a part. It's just you know what I mean? A character for that moment. You know what I mean?
That's
so
true.
It is what it is. You gotta find something in all of it, because everybody's gonna find something to hate and everybody's gonna find a reason to love. So you just gotta find a medium.
Oh, this is church right now. Shoot. Yeah, this kind of is church for me right now.
Game is just, it's crazy now. You can make your money off streams now. Get more money.
Streams.
I mean, just alone. Crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. What Drake did, 1 billion streams in a week, that's what, $4 million? And then without a record?
Yeah.
Come on. like for real? Exactly.
Okay. Man. Okay, so let us do this, because I'm just looking at this time. Normally, I would have said, we have one song that you're concentrating on right now, which is the Buckeye song. But I want to go in the crate real quick, because you know I'm a fan of your music, and a lot of people, because like I said, this will just be played throughout the week. I just want to hear some of your other stuff. And one of the songs that I like I said, there's only two people that have done a song. It's like a Mother's Day song. That's Tupac, and then there's you that's done a song to me. It's dedicated to a mother. To let a mother know how much of a sacrifice she is for us,
man.
And this song just does something to me each time. And I asked if you could go ahead and share this song with everybody. It's called "Birthday." Can you set this song up a little bit?
Yes, this song is called "Happy Birthday." It's basically a true story about the day I was born, but I'm saying happy birthday to my mother because that's the day she gave birth. So it's happy birthday on my born day. And basically it's a PSA on domestic violence. And it's talking about the domestic violence that she went through, because I grew up in a home where from the womb till I was 8 years old, it was normal to see my mother get knocked out by my biological father. It was normal, you know, for him to come home and crack her in the forehead and drop me when she dropped me out of her arms. It was normal for us to walking down the street, and my mom is already looking at the ground when she's walking because she's so scared to look at anybody. And a man look at my mother, and my dad sucker punched my mother. You know, my dad was like, Ike Turner had nothing on my dad. I love my father. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm going to keep it all 100, because I've been working with children with mental behaviors and growing up with issues, and I understand that. Yeah, my father was wrong for all of that, and then in the same breath, I would say my mother was wrong too for keeping us around in that. You know, because now her children needed therapy. You understand what I'm saying? That's another story we're gonna get into. But that happy birthday is just my way of saying, Mom, I'm sorry you had to go through that. I'll take that pain for you. You know, I wish I could, you know, I mean, like I seen it and nobody was able to tell your story, and you stood in and you took all of that because you thought you had to, but you know, and as a woman, she still never disrespected. She let us grow up to have our own opinion of our father. You know what I mean? Even after she left, you know what I mean? She still was the loving, I mean, she was able to still, even through after all of that, still get up and start from ground zero and put us on her back and really make and create a life for us. You know, and she took some excruciating pain. She took some beatings that, you know, I have to be like, wow, my mother's 5'3". You know what I mean? Like, my dad's 6'4". How did you do that? You know what I mean? Like, man, so with that being said, my album that's coming out this year is called Sharing Pain, where I'm sharing a lot of my pain, right?
Ooh.
But that's my mother's name, Sharon Payne. My mother's name is Sharon Payne. You already know where we're going with it. Yeah.
Hey, this is birthday. Happy birthday. This is Rim Diggy. Be right back right after this.
May 26, 1970 something, 5:30 a.m. Mama gave me my name. Dry birth for water leak for a week, intensive labor, but she feeling no pain. Doctor's prescription had to put her to sleep, cause she had slept a wink, but she had taken a beating. My biological father, he had jumped on her till she hollered just less than a week prior. They checked her into the hospital, couldn't explain the trauma. Bruised neck, facing abdominal, sold a lot that he told her. The doctor was so phenomenal, like, think she tripped over some clothes, it's out of place. But what he should have said, she slipped and beat his fist up with her face. But wait, doctors knew it was alive, but couldn't plot it. Looked my mama in her eyes, she nodded and co-signed. What's up, my mom? When we meet, I'ma handle mine. I've been in here the whole 9 hours. Finally, showtime to see her face. I couldn't wait. I'm about to push my head through this gate. Already planning my escape out the skins in this world of fly girls. Spirit of a king and got the blood of both furl. This is my time. I'm taking flight. I guess my mama felt something was wrong. Woke out of sleep, cut on the light. She hit the intercom, told the doctors to hurry and come in. By the time they got there, I'm already at the foot of mama's bed. Gown on her legs spread. She couldn't see what just happened. The nurse entered the room and immediately started clapping like, your little man came in this world all by himself. Yo, I guess this means he ain't gonna need nobody's help. No, and since I pushed into this world all by myself, yo, first lesson learned, I had to get it from my elbow. Cut the umbilical, circumcised my weenie, placed me in my mama's arms. I immediately stopped screaming, held me so close I could feel both of our hearts beating. Looked in her eyes, took fat from her face and hit my cheek. She didn't speak, but had a smile to lit up the room. Held me so gently, even while doctor stitched up a wound. She softly kissed me. It felt like heaven's touch when she puckered. Ain't nothing like being smothered by the love of your mother. I finally have discovered what it feels to be under a spell like no other. The smell of my mother. Love at first sight, I had met my first girl. My very reason for breathing, my whole world. My foundation, a part of a generation. Offspring of a queen through biblical illustration. Tears poured as she looked at me even more. Not from the pain, but her body was so sore. And I could see it in her eyes how she felt. Nourishment flourished my insides from her milk. I'm spitting on the quilt. She pressed my head on her shoulder, gently start patting my back until I belch. Clean my mouth out with her fingers, then she kissed me. She must love me, cause that was sickening. And she ain't even flinch, she ain't even squirm. She's sitting there with a mouth full of my germs. I'm trying to figure how she went the whole term. Just think I started out as a tiny sperm. 9 months later, 5 pounds greater, 21 inches. How beautiful is this? You definitely deserve to be adored. With all the hurt and the pain you endured, Mom, I wanna say I love you and I promise not to hurt you. But for some reason the words won't come out. But it's like you already know, even though all you hear is the screaming. You understand what's coming out of my mouth. And I never knew a love, 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 love like this. Gotta be something, this
priceless, ma. I'll leave your side not a minute. You birthed a player to the game and I'm bringing home the pennant. I'm scared and excited all in the same time. I am yours for the very reason you're mine. I owe you my life, so from now to my death, I owe you, and I'ma pay you off with respect. I promise not to ever let nobody do you harm, and when you need a helping hand, I'ma give you my whole arm. I know my biological father put scars on your flesh, and when I become of age, I'll proudly stick out my chest like, do that to me, homie. You place another finger on every sword. Now come and try that on me, homie. Now beat me, homie. Yeah, you 6'3", but you gon' end up being 6 feet deep, homie. Mama truly love you, more than words can say. And I ain't just start feeling like this today. You are my angel, you are my glory. You turn history into my story. I know you died for me, but I give my life first. And you won't have to lift a finger, I do your light work. Mom, you are amazing, let me be first to say. I know this day I was born, but happy birthday, mama. It's the day I was born, but happy birthday, mama. Happy birthday, mama. Happy birthday.
Hey, that was Rim Diggy. And the title of that track was called Happy Birthday. Bro.
Was he talking my life?
You talking your life?
Was you talking my life just now? I'm like, oh man!
Hey, you know what's crazy? Exactly how you say that? I was in Atlanta one time. It was me and my group, and the DOC was in the living room when I came downstairs, and instrumentals was playing, and it was the DOC, two of my members of my group, me, and two other MCs. Instrumentals playing and nobody was rapping. I'm looking around. I'm getting upset. I just stood up in the middle of the floor and gave them the business, right? The DOC stopped me in the middle of my floor and said the exact same thing you just said. Are you talking about me? You talking about my life? I'm like, man, I'm talking about me. And that's just how real it is. I want everybody to feel it like that.
Wow.
After that, he took me up under his wing, took me to MC Breeze studio. He was trying to get me signed. I was supposed to be on the Chronic 2001.
What?
DLC called me. Listen, we left. When I got back from Atlanta, when we got to Ohio, I got a phone call at 5 in the morning. I'm asleep. I answer the phone. Hello? Bam. I'm like, what's up? He's like, yo, this guy, you in the studio? I'm like, nah, man, it's 5 in the morning. He's like, boy, you better be in the studio. You gonna stay in the studio. He's like, I want to sign you. He started telling me about Eminem. He started telling me about everything that Dre doing. He was like, man, just keep my number, and everything's about to be popping. So what do? I go to the club that night. I got his phone number, my little whatchamacallit. I'm showing people at the bar. I'm about to get signed to DLC. And I left the phone with the number in it. Lost it. Exactly. So I know. With that being said, I'm with Samaki Walker one time in Dallas because he had me come do a show down there. And we walk into the club, and the first person we run into, the club's packed, water. First person we run into was the DOC. DOC looked at me. He turned around. He looked at Samaki and said, man, put all your money into your boy right here. Like, my grind with this music, like, literally, me and Kanye, we used to battle in Chicago a couple times when I used to go down there for little seminars.
What?
I mean, it goes down. It goes, like, your boy Rim Diggy has been around the world 3 times trying to get it. You feel me? I refuse. My hunger is just that. Like, my crew even know, like, when we go to concerts, I don't go to concerts to watch. I go to concerts to get on the mic. You understand me? I don't care whose concert it is. I'm like, I'm trying to get on. You know what I mean? Like, if they on the mic, I'm supposed to be on. With that being said, Slick Rick. I know I can talk forever. But me and Slick Rick almost got in a fight. He tried to swing on me in Milwaukee.
What?
The same reason.
What? Not Slick Rick.
Slick Rick. Listen, we're going to take it back to, I'm in Milwaukee. This girl gives me this flyer and says, Slick Rick is performing at this club. I'm like, oh, word. But then I looked in the corner and it said the opening acts was the Lone Catalyst. I'm like, man, they used to come get me out of high school and put me in the studio. That was my voice, right? So I knew I was going to be able to get on stage. So that whole week, I had that mirror, I mean, that picture of Slick Rick, the flyer, in one of those stand-up mirrors in the corner, and I was battling the flyer the whole week, like, I'm about to get on stage and kill it. So I get to the show. As soon as I walk in, the Lone Catalyst, they on stage. They see me. They pull me on stage and give me the mic in the middle of one of their songs. I'm freestyling. I'm going crazy. The crowd is going berserk. And I made a mistake. After I got done, I left the stage. But so I left the stage. Then now Slick Rick is on stage. And I walk back around to the side of the stage trying to get back on. So I called my homeboy, Jay Ross from Lone Catalyst. I said, hey, yo, go tell Slick Rick I want to battle. He said, I ain't telling Slick Rick you want to battle. I said, I'll tell him myself. I walked around to the front of the concert while Slick Rick is rapping. I'm bouncing. I'm rapping every word he's rapping, every song, word for word. I'm the hypest thing in there to the point he had to turn around and say, is there a problem? Like, what's going on right here? I said, I want to battle. He said, you want to what? I said, I want to battle. The crowd went crazy. He said, I thought y'all liked Slick Rick. I said, I love Slick Rick. I just want to battle. Listen, it was massages from everybody. Listen, I had so much energy. I was levitating. I was levitating. I had so much energy.
Is that dude floating?
Listen, I'm in the corner. People was bringing me drinks from everywhere, right? I'm levitating. So now in my head, I'm like, that's a legend you're about to battle. You get your wordplay, your storytelling from him. Pay homage. He gonna let you battle. He think you gonna battle him. I had it already set. He thought I was gonna come in to battle him. No, I was about to pay homage to where he wasn't gonna spit a verse after me. I was gonna get a deal right then. Right? So it was about to go down. So he's walking off the stage. I run up to him. I give him a hug. I'm like, yo, what's up with the battle? He looked at me and he said, you still want to battle? Then I hit him with a line from one of his lines from his album that he just took. I said, you said it for somebody want to eat, he better not ever cry battle. Man, he was like, boom, 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 start speaking Jamaican and swung at me. The manager had to grab him and pick him up. Hey, listen. I was kind of wishing he did hit me with all those rings. So I could be on the cover of the Source magazine the next day with the patch on my good eye.
And I'm going to start this man like Bushwick.
Exactly. Covered over, like, hey, listen, I would have sold a million records, though.
True that.
I was trying to take every moment, every little thing and turn it into a marketing. I need to get on. But yeah, man. But yeah, so with that being said, I know I talk around the border, but yeah, we were tracks.
That's what's up, man. You know you know Jay Rawls. Jay Rawls is fam.
That's my man. Jay Rawls is the first producer that put me on a track.
Right.
Like, heard about me in high school, sent somebody, put me on the track. It was put me on a track with five rappers, and then after we did that, when he gave me a track of my own.
Oh, that's what's up. Him and DJ Buka is fam. Buka is my homie. That's my boy. That's my Boom Coon. He like a brother next to Hef. Me and him.
Boom Coon.
You know what I'm saying? I'll go back. And Jay Rawls is on the same level.
Yeah, so you can verify that story then.
That's what's up.
So you said, okay, you brought up that you was in the group. Are you still in the group?
That's my crew, Renaissance. There's five of us. Me, okay. Realm Biggie, Diamond, AD, Swoo, and Mama Soul. Five of us. We are just like solo artists, but we all a crew.
Oh, Mama Soul. I can hear what she sound like. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, Mama Soul. Listen, hey, man. Just look her up, Mama Soul, at Mama Soul. I'm telling you, Yeah. Like, man, when it comes to, I can't even put them in the category of female rappers. I can't Word. Say when it comes to female rappers. When it comes to rappers, she's still top five.
Wow.
She's
in the rappers. Top five.
Exactly.
He didn't say female, he said rappers.
Rappers.
Okay. put some game on us today, man.
Yes, he did. So here you are. Here you are. It's 2019. It's a whole different year.
Yes, sir.
Beginning of the
whole different year.
A whole different year. And you still have that same fire that you had this past year. So what are we looking for?
I got more.
You got more fire this year.
I got more fire. More fire. More fire. Because I know it's tangible now. You know what I mean? Everything, my dreams, everything that I've worked for, everything that I sacrificed for, like my book, man. Listen, when people really, when they really find out the layers of what it takes to coexist in this thing, yeah, people gonna be like, man, I don't think I want to do it. I don't think I want to do it. Like literally, like sacrifice, literally sacrifice. So you say, do I have the fire? I have, man. Listen, it got to be something. They got to have a new term for fire when it comes to what I got. When I bring it to the table, because I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to quit, so I refuse. And then, like I said, with everything I've just been through, and then being out here in California, and the only family that I have out here is my son. You know. And so it's like, you know, you go through you know mentally, you go through some things, you know what I mean? When you really don't have lifelines, you know what I mean? Like that you need lifelines that you need right now. Like anybody, my friend, anybody that would die for me is 2,500 miles away from me. So I can't be out here getting in no bullcrap. You understand what I'm saying? I can't be out here doing anything silly. You know what I mean? So I had to walk a different way. I'm out here in California. You know where I'm at. Them stories ain't made up. Yeah, I done been in spots where I wouldn't have made it for no reason just because I'm walking down the street and there's a shotgun in my face. Wow. Here in California. You understand what I'm saying? I done been through all of that. But I know how to wiggle. I know how to put God first. You know what I mean? And stay out the way of the bullcrap. That's why everybody out here respects me. Everybody, all the gangsters, everybody that knows me, they know two things about me. Three. I'm an artist, I'm a hell of a father, and he bangs Ohio.
That's what's up.
He bangs Ohio. Listen, bangs Ohio. Yeah, hey, I'm trying to tell you, people have never seen, they've never seen a Buckeye nut until they seen me. They like, man. And then they have to say, like, everybody I met from Ohio be doing the same thing.
You know what? You are totally right. I met so many people from California to say, Ohio must be the joint. Columbus must be the joint. And the first thing they say, that's the home of them Buckeyes, bro. Y'all rep Ohio State hard in Columbus. It's like, hell yeah. What you thought?
Yeah.
I mean, they just, they want to come just for the fact that how we in Columbus and Ohio rep the city.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Now we go from airport to airport. Just see it. Like, oh, hey.
Hey, you should have seen when I dyed my, because, you know, I dyed my hair and I got the Buckeye stripe dyed on one side of my hair. I got on the plane coming back home from California, coming from here to Ohio. It was a plane of Ohio. Listen, the plane almost didn't almost make it off the ground. People were screaming and yelling so loud. they knew exactly what it was as soon as I walked on the plane. They like, yeah!
Okay. So like you said, you're thousands of miles away from like your actual family, and your only family you have out there is your own child. That I think is so unique that you name him Columbus. You know, that's much respect right there. You name your child Columbus. But before you went out there, you know, you went through a little bit of hardship. You know, where you had to, and I don't want to bring this up like this, but you had to identify your own manager when he was murdered. You know, how did that go down?
I was still living out here in Cali. I was, you know, still on the record label out here, and my manager was getting married to his fiance, which was his high school sweetheart. They've been together since they were like 14, 15 years old. So I flew home to go to the wedding, and I ended up staying like 2 or 3 weeks. So after he got married, 3 weeks later, he was murdered. And like I said, I'm back and forth, you know, in California. So I'm everybody in Ohio, in Columbus knows that when I'm in town, because we had a studio in our condo where my manager was murdered at. So we had a studio there. So everybody knows when I'm in town, they don't even have to call me, check up. They just come to the studio because that's where I'm at 24/7. I'm not even going to the club. I'm in the studio. Now, the day my manager was murdered, the only reason why I left the studio that day is to go get a rental car because my son's mother, well, she wasn't even pregnant at the time. She was just my girlfriend. She was coming to visit me. Now, I was going to get the rental car at 12 in the afternoon. My cousin was supposed to come get me and take me, but he didn't come until like 6 that night, like 15, 20 minutes before the rental car place closed. So, with that being said, my manager had just got there a minute and a half before my cousin pulled up. So, my manager gets in. I say, "What's up? You know, I'll be right back. I'm about to go get a rental car." We go try to go get a rental car. I end up not being able to get the rental car. So, my cousin is bringing me. This is how God is keeping me out of this situation, because I was on my way back to the condo right then. And so, right before we got to the condo, I asked my cousin if he can take me to get something to eat. He kind of got upset. And he was like, "You know what? Let's stop right here and get some chicken wings." And then, out of the blue, he says, "You know what? Just drop me off at work since I got to work the third shift. Take my car and pick me up in the morning." So, that kept me all away from the situation. So now, after I've dropped my cousin off, I'm driving back to the condo, and I'm coming up East Haven, and you know, all those condos over there look the same. So I'm looking down the street, and I see yellow tape and police. I'm like, "Is that our condo?" I'm like, "Nah, that can't be our condo." And then I come up a little closer, and it is our condo. My blinker was on, about to turn left into the condo. I took my blinker off, and I'm about to go straight, and the police officer jumped in the middle of the street, stopped my car, and pulled me over. Now, at that time, I didn't have a driver's license. I probably had 2 warrants for my arrest for driving without driver's license. And I was living in California, so, you know, I was, you know, skipping those court dates or whatever. But, so when the police pulled me over, I was kind of nervous. He was like, "Why are you nervous?" I just kept it 100 with him. I said, "You really want to know?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, sir, I'm just coming in town. I don't have a driver's license, and if you run my ID, you're going to see I probably have a warrant for driving the license and take me to jail." He said, and I've never seen this cop a day in my life. He looked at me, he said, "Realm, that's the furthest thing from my mind." He called me by my stage name. So I looked up. I said, "Now I'm comfortable." You know what I mean? I'm like, "Okay, cool. You know, I'm okay, local celebrity status, okay, whatever, but I'm glad I'm not going to jail." So I say, "What's going on back there?" He says, "No." He said, "Why was you going over there?" I said, "Well, I was just visiting a friend. You know, it wasn't really none of his business why I was going over there." Then I said, "Why, what's going on?" He said, "It's been a shooting." I said, "Sir, I live right there." He said, "Where do you live at?" I got out the car. He grabbed me by my arm. I said, "I live right there where the light's on." So he's holding my arm, and he lifted up the tape. We went under the tape, and he's walking me, and I'm walking right, pointing to that. But I'm about to trip over my manager right there. I didn't even see. And then I look down and I'm like, "Oh my goodness." Like, and in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm yelling in my mind, "D, get up. The police are here. Stop playing." I know my manager don't play like that. I know my homie don't play like that. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I had to call his wife, and you know, that was like, that haunts me to this day. Like, just wow. Hearing the tone of her voice, you know what I mean? Like, "Realm, stop playing," you know? And then the way it all transpired after that, when the police came to me and said, they said, "Realm, the news are on the way. We don't want you to be depicted as a victim. So we want you to sit in the back seat of the paddy wagon." So now I'm sitting in the back of the paddy wagon, and then good cop, bad cop comes in. You know, they're giving me the fifth degree, you know, third degree. They're just going in on me. One of them being nice, one of them, you know, like in the movies. I'm just sitting, I'm like, I'm in a daze, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm trying to, you know what I mean? So now there's 1,000 people on the block now. All his friends and family, everybody's out. And they still have me in the paddy wagon. I'm like, "Would y'all let me?" I'm like, "I need to give somebody a hug. Y'all got to let me out of here." They're like, "We can't let you out." I'm like, "But you got to let somebody in here." So they let Cates in. Me and Cates was hugging, yada yada. And you know, they told Casey he had to leave. Then they took me downtown and questioned me for hours on. I mean, I let them fingerprint me from toe cuticle to hair follicle. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? They had to do their job. I had no idea that the streets was putting together this bullcrap story that I had something to do with it. You know, it was sad. It was so imagine I'm with the homies and we're all trying to mourn, right? And I'm sitting next to one of my homies and he's yelling at the top of his lungs, "We gonna kill you. We know you did it." And I know he's talking to me. Why are you talking to me? You know what I mean? Like, how do I respond to that? Like, I didn't even have the energy to come back that day because it's like, you know, I didn't have nothing to do with that. Like, D was my brother, my dad. He was like everything. Like, I'm gonna even keep it 100. When I first met him, I was in the streets doing my thing. He said, "Focus on music. Leave that alone." I was struggling ever since then, but I stayed in the music.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah. But with that, he made sure I didn't miss a meal. When I did a show, I was the flyer. You know what I mean? If I had to fly, I mean, he made sure I was taken care of. You understand? But he just told me to leave that alone because that was going to be detrimental to my success. You know? So, for people to point the finger at me and they know how much they love me, that really hurt. Like, I couldn't even sit next to family members at the funeral. They're like, "You can't sit here." Nobody's saying you did it, but they saying I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people flying in from other cities. Yeah. People calling my phone, I don't even know. "Hey, where you at?" I'm like, "Hey, come. And then I come meet them. They're like, "You sure you don't know? You don't know nobody." You don't know. I'm like, "Not." And this is the thing. My manager didn't have an enemy. He didn't have an enemy, so they can only point the finger at who? Who they seen getting pulled off in the paddy wagon. Who they seen on the news. And the police told me that we don't want you getting seen on the news. I look at the news. I'm in the paddy wagon on my cell phone like I'm some... Like I'm, you know what I mean?
Mm.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Man.
So with that being said, I had to walk through that. I had to walk through that. And I did it with my chest down and my head high because I love my manager. I love my brother. You know what I mean? And he know it, and I know it. So anybody else that had any negative ill feelings towards me about that, shame on them. They knew better. They knew better. They knew better. But with that being said, I was still kind of glad that, not glad, but I seen the love that he had from the streets, from the city, from the community. You know, like everybody wanted. It was eye for an eye for him. You know what I mean? Like, that's how much love he had. And like, nah, like, somebody hurt, somebody touched him, somebody got to pay, you know? And they caught the guys, like, 2 months later. And made it so bad, the guy that killed my manager, the guy that pulled the trigger, he shot my manager in November. He had just beat a murder case in October. The month prior, because I guess some witnesses didn't show up or whatever it was.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah, so... Yeah, but you know, and that's another reason why I go so hard to this day, because I have to for him, for his daughter, you know, like I got something to prove. Like his life, he didn't just lose his life, and his dream didn't come true for me. Because he literally, like, I was like his adopted son. Like, he came to me. Now, my group, we kind of broke up for, let's say, 6 months over some, I'm not even going to go into what it was. It was a misunderstanding. And then we got right back. But, like, the day we broke up is the day my manager called me. "What you doing?" Because we used to all come to his studio because he owned the studio. So we would buy studio time from him. And as a crew, and he would always pull me out, you know, pull me into his office and like to hear my bars. So one day he called me. I'm like, "Yeah, the crew just broke up." He's like, "Oh, cool. I want you to be part of Raw Footage. I'm gonna be part of this record label with me." And he didn't have any artists, and it was just me. So then it was me and another artist. But like that, like I'm saying, his life, his death, his memory will always live on through my music, and I refuse to not let him get something out of this. Refuse. Like he has to.
Like if it.
Like when he lost his life, he was still putting together, you know, trying to make sure Realm made it.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, I think the thing about, one thing about you, like people, a lot of people don't know, is you've been through a lot, but she has not given up, and you are persevering and still chasing that dream, man. And you hear it in your music because they're so passionate within your music.
Thank you.
Man. And I can't wait to that Sharon Payne come out, because hit me like, oh, my mom's name was Sharon Payne. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
You got me on that one. You got me.
It's wordplay. It's going to wake up the world. It's going to wake up the world. It's going to wake up the world.
Man.
I got something, and I'm staying in my own lane. I don't brag or say it just to be saying it, but like you listen to that Happy Birthday. That was 5 minutes and something long, 5 minutes and 30 seconds, no hook. You didn't hear a curse word in there one time. No. You don't hear, I'm not saying, I'm just bragging that I write without cursing. It just so happens that's how my music comes out. Like everything, I don't even think about it. So when you hear it, you can just play it. Just press play. You don't even have to edit it.
Wow.
You know, exactly. My music started changing like that when I started, because out here in California for like 10 years, I worked in the group home system. And I started at the bottom as a youth counselor, and I worked my way all the way up to a RFA specialist, which is, instead of working with the children, I worked with the adults, and I trained the parents that came to my class to get their foster care license. And we had to, you know, make sure that their home was inspected and ready and able to house a DCF child. You understand, a child in the system. So with that being said, I really have a heartstring for the voiceless, so to speak. So you're gonna hear a lot of that in my music too. And what I'm saying about why, like my children that I've touched in these past, their lives that I've touched in these past 10 years, they don't want to hear me on no microphone talking about Papa Molly, I'm sweating. You know what I mean? They don't want to hear that. You know, because they're like, you know our story. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know it. You know it. I like, and it's coming. Sharon Payne is coming.
I'm telling you.
That album right there, I'm telling you. From the first track, from the intro to outro, get your Kleenex ready.
Hey, like I said, you family now. This is your platform we share your music at. And speaking of sharing music, I've been trying to hold myself calm. I got to get the Ohio State song playing. Like I had a play over this past January 1st. I made sure everybody knew the song on January 1st. You want to set this song up, bro?
Yes. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Round Big Buckeye City, representing number one with the single, I'm a Buckeye. Streaming everywhere. Go get it. If you ain't got it, you late. But guess what? It's still here. We're going to bring it to you. I'm a Buckeye.
Right back,
Rim Diggy. Scarlet and gray. I'm a Buckeye, that's all I can say. Cut my veins, I bleed scarlet and gray. I was born on Lane Ave around the corner from the horseshoe. Rock blue and maze around me, it'll cost you. Woody was the king, Urban the apprentice. Gotta love Trestle, even though he left the blemish. It's been a long time, but I'm back with a vengeance. Hang on, Snoopy, we about to repair the image. I'm always feeling some type of way when I put on anything that says Ohio State. And out of town, I'm always looking for Ohio plays. As soon as they roll up, I throw that O up. They yell O-H, I yell I-O. Then I bite the roads, strike the highs and poles. What y'all know about the best damn fans? Then we moonwalk on them like the best damn bands.
Take away my rights, take away my strikes, but you will never take away my fight. It's Buckeye for life. It's the honorary and the until I die, I'm a Buckeye.
I'ma rip my set, scarlet and gray to the day I rest. Say that with your chest.
It's the honorary and the until I die, I'm a Buckeye.
Buckeye, you already know. There's a certain type of swagger when you come from the O. Yeah, we get a lot of hate, but that's just because deep down inside they really wanna be one of us. They really wanna be the Big Ten big men. They love it when we rip the skin off of Michigan. We rep the capital, but we don't got a protein. Buckeye is nothing. I ain't talking about protein. Injure your whole team. Get away so clean. Know how we blow steam? We roast Wolverines. And then we march to Ann Arbor. Since you got the Great Lakes, get drowned in your own harbor. I'm a first string starter. OSU alumnus. Love the city so much. I name my son Columbus. And that right there just shows you that it's humongous. Welcome to Buckeye City. I'll be the guy on this tour bus.
Take away my rights. Take away my strikes. But you would never take away my fight. It's Buckeye for life. It's the honorary of the night. Until I die, I'm a Buckeye. I'ma rip my sex, scarlet and gray to the day I rest. Say that with your chest. It's the honorary of the night. Until I die, I'm a Buckeye.
I'm a Buckeye and I ain't gotta prove it. See, I live it and I breathe it. It ain't only in my music. You can laugh if you wanna, but I don't find it amusing. See, it's a piece of ass. Don't know who they got, it's confusing. Who do you know can run the table without a shot of the bowl game? Do it again in next year. Look at them now, they all saying that our schedule was soft. We don't play nobody. That's hogwash. We go to battle with anybody. We make it look like the teams that we play are weak. Cause we lace our cleats the same every week. We put them shoulder pads on, make sure the helmet's tight. And enough with all the talking, let's prepare to fight. The urban legend, Urban Meyer and the Cap Squad. Any given Saturday, get beat up in your backyard. And we don't care what your rank is or what the polls say. Step on the field and it's a wrap. It's your pro play.
Take away my rights, take away my strikes. Cause you would never take away my fight. It's Buckeye for life. It's the honorary of the night. Until I die, I'm a Buckeye. I'm a green earth, I'ma rip my sex. Scarlet and gray to the day I rest. Say that with your chest. It's the honorary of the night. Until I die, I'm a Buckeye.
Ayo.
Yes. That's Rim Diggy.
Man.
That's that Buckeye theme song. Hey.
Let's get it.
Man.
You know, Buckeye stand up. We ain't gonna stop. You feel me? Like I say, anybody would wanna do a collab, you feel me? You know, we can put something together. We gonna talk about it, you know what I mean? Chop it up. We gonna make it right.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yo, man, you know there's a documentary about hip-hop in Columbus, man. And I don't understand why you wasn't involved in that, man.
I don't either. I didn't even know it. Dude, you just my first time hearing about it. I don't know. You feel man. Me? Like, what?
Right. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
I started this Buckeye.
You did. And, yeah, man, they need to do a whole new revamp of that situation, man. You need to definitely be on that one, on the new one. And
cause I know all the hip hop. What hip hop?
There's a lot of talent in Columbus. That
oh yeah, there's a lot of talent.
Don't know about. And
but there's many that's not royalty. Like
no,
Rim.
No,
Rim
no,
is royalty.
No, they don't show the love of Columbus like you do. Or Ohio like you do, and that's what's up.
I noticed that a lot about a lot of cats, though. I'm gonna keep that to myself. when I really get my platform fast as I want it, and I bring it back home, there's a lot of things that I'm, you know what I mean. I'm gonna just even say it like this, like as far as like, but now with the internet radio and everything that's popping right now, and with outlets such as you guys, this is brilliant. But like as far as like the heavy hitters over the big power radio ones, you know what I'm saying? That really had the pulse of the city for years.
Mm.
They didn't reach out and build some and help create what we already created. They just want to. They help brand everybody else's. You understand what I'm saying? Like
right.
every artist that's in the game can come to our city and get love, but the powers that be don't stand up for our own.
Right.
They'll smile and give you a high five, but at the end of the day, they're not going to put in that work for you like they should.
Right.
And I understand it, you know, because some people become complacent in their position and they don't want you over jumping over there. You know what I mean? They think that you once they get you to where you're gonna be bigger than them. Yeah, that may be true, but that ain't the way you're supposed to look at it. You know what I mean? Because my thing is like, if I'm not using it, use it. You understand what I'm saying? And if you can use it, use it. I'm not gonna hold you. I'm not gonna hinder you from doing anything because I know what I'm made of, and I know what I bring to the table. So I'm and at the end of the day, I know I'm going to get a plate. So with that being said, I'm not scared of reaching back and grabbing the next one even before I get it, especially if I know you got it.
Right.
As far as I've got right now, if I met somebody tomorrow and I knew in 10 seconds that they had it and they needed the little piece that I got, why would I hold them up? Because I'm going to eat too.
Yeah, I'm
gonna eat. You understand what I'm saying? The business is going to be right, but in the same breath, I'm not going to hold you back. So what I'm saying is there's a lot of things that's going on. There's a lot of artists that should be heard.
Right.
There's a lot like right now, if the industry just stops and only picks, like, we could shut the industry down with Columbus artists alone.
True that.
Come on, Rashad. Come on, like, we could
shout out Rashad.
We need to get
Rashad on here too, because Rashad put in work too. Definitely.
Exactly. We got some gems.
Yeah, yeah. Jay Rawls and all that.
And it's time. Oh man, it's time. Like, we really have a hip hop community.
Yeah.
In Columbus, Ohio, and it's just that, you know what? It's like there's like a dark cloud over Ohio artists. It's like an unseen dark cloud. Like, you're gonna get so far.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Unless you caught that NWA Eazy-E wave with Bone Thugs and Harmony, they caught that wave, but they was going to be that big anyway. But I'm saying, like, look at our artists, Life Jennings, and how come we don't have the smash? You know what I mean? Like, the upper echelon of the industry, and we got some heavyweights. It's just. I guess they just hate. They hate that. Oh, they hate
Macy
that.
Gray.
That's what it is. Huh?
He said Macy Gray.
Hey. It's my girl. I don't know why. I don't know why y'all keep getting my girl like that.
Yeah, this is a whole nother story. That's my girl. Him and Macy Gray.
Pretty right. He's absolutely right. It's
my girl.
Okay. We talk about MCs right now,
bro. Oh, my fault.
Yeah, man, it all boils down to it's time now.
I hope
and,
that,
like I said, I'm swinging blind on this one, and hold your head up, because I'm telling you, I'm going for the kill shot. Like, for real, I'm not even going to tell you, but I'll tell you, my next video, I'm done. This next video is going to, man, you're going to be like, the industry is going to, everybody's going to be kicking themselves. Like, why? Mm. Like, yeah, exactly. Y'all made me wait too long. But no, you didn't. It's right on time. Mm. It's right on time. Y'all turned it visual. Y'all turned it into a numbers game, right? Y'all turned it into that? Okay, cool. Now, I done figured out the formula to get everybody's number. Yeah, it's coming. I'm telling you, Sharon Payne is going to be, timeless.
We already know it's going to be timeless. We already calling out to be a classic. You already know you have a platform here, and you know it will be played. We going to push it like we're Radio 1 on this station here.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what we do. So, and Ram, I didn't mean to hold you up this long. I know we're never a little extra, but hey, would you like to give any shout outs before you take off?
Man, I want to give a shout out to Raw and Uncut Barbershop. It's my peoples out there. The homie Dez, he another barber on the north side. I want to give a shout out to my mom, my brother, my sister, everybody in Columbus, everybody in Buckeye City. Y'all, listen, this is our year. We gonna get, every year is our year. You feel me? But what I'm saying is, it's time for the industry. It's time for the world to really understand, because now the doors have been opened and there's a lot. Now it's time to flood the gates. Now it's time to get it. So everybody in Columbus, I love y'all, and everybody that's been praying for me, everybody supporting me, everybody keep streaming, keep streaming. I'm a Buckeye. If you haven't downloaded it, download it. You know what I mean? Come on now, it's time for the city to stand up, because I'm standing up for y'all. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. And how can they follow you on social media?
At Realm Diggy, that's RELMDIGGIE. You can follow me anywhere on at Realm Diggy. Twitter, IG, Facebook, anywhere.
Okay.
Google me, Realm Diggy, all of that.
Google him, Realm Diggy. You heard what the man said. It's Realm Diggy on everything. Any social format there is, Realm Diggy, everything, that's where you can find him. But really follow him on IG. You know, follow him on IG. Realm, like I said, you're family, you blood, you're Ohio, you're Columbus royalty.
That's for sure.
And with that being said, we'd like to thank you, and you are welcome back here anytime.
Oh yeah,
for your
platform. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We got some big things coming in 2019, bro, and we definitely gonna have to have you come back, and they're gonna be pretty major. So
yeah,
we gonna definitely have
you
come
back.
We
about to take him to North Carolina with us.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, that's
we about
right.
to take him to North Carolina
Luke DJ
with us.
Conference, man. Come sure. out there and rep Ohio, man.
Let's get it. When is it? I'm there.
July what? 19th to the 20th through the 22nd.
In North
doubt.
Carolina?
Yep.
You know what? I've been meaning to visit North Carolina for a minute anyway. That's what's up. Let's get it.
No doubt, man. We need some representation of Ohio down there, man. Let them know how we do it in the O.
That's
how do you go say
that's
I-O?
I-O.
O-H.
You put the H, bro.
My bad. I ain't put the H yeah. on there. You know.
Yeah, nah, see.
You put the H on there.
You feel me? Yeah, you got to. You got to.
No doubt, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Realm, like I said, man, thank you for everything this evening. Thank you for sharing yourself, sharing your testimony. Sure. Just sharing, bro. Like I said, I knew some of your story, and I'm much more appreciative of your story now, and I'm a fan. That's all I can say.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Let's get it, man. Everybody keep working. You already know, man. Columbus, we're going to get it. We deserve it, you know?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that's Realm Diggy. We'll be right back. Right after the song, which one are you going to do? Oh, we're about to cut off. Okay. Hey, follow me on social media. That's Hef Chulo on IG. DJ Depoise, how can they follow you?
At DJ DEEPOISC
on
everything.
That's that DJ Platinum DJ. Until next week, I be Hef. That's DJ Depoise. And we be out. Peace.
Next time on Side Hustle Radio. Shows and more. Link up with Side Hustle Radio on Facebook.